John chapter 6, verse 54. Whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I'll raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. Now you are about to receive his life, his love life by which he gave himself for the sins of the world. He loved and loved and loved and loved until he loved himself to the cross. He loved the world to the cross. Feeling for others, passion for God, compassion for the others is coming upon you. And that love is going to be a seal of your preservation. He said, Lord, this is your tonic of love, and this tonic of love is your seal. Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 6, set me as a seal on your heart, for love is strong like that. I declare today, every force of death looking for you, be swallowed up by the power of the blood of Jesus. Swallowed up by the power of the blood of Jesus. The Bible said, we overcome the devil, Satan the devil, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Every death organized for you, planned for you, planned for your family, plan for your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your children, and your loved ones, by the power of the blood of Jesus, it is broken, is scattered, is frustrated. In the name of Jesus, every plot of the enemy against the body of Christ in Nigeria, global, and against this body of believers, this church, by the power of the blood, and every single member of this church, by the power of this blood, of the blood of Jesus, that plan is canceled. That plan is frustrated. That plan is nullified. That plan is neutralized in the name of Jesus. Anything inside your system that my Father in heaven has not planted, whatever they gave you to drink in the dream or eat in the night that is troubling your body, any injection they put in your body, or relationship in the dream, spirit wife or spirit husband that injected something into your system, by the power of the blood of Jesus, it is flushed out of your system. In the name of Jesus, every ancestral curse, every generational curse, every witchcraft curse in your body, around your life, is deleted, is canceled. Every disease in your blood, hepatitis, HIV, sickle cell anemia, diabetes, hypertension, anything at all that the blood can influence, by the power of the blood of Jesus, it is flushed out. In the name of Jesus, the spirit of poverty, empty-handedness, wretchedness. The Bible said, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, to receive riches, to receive wisdom, to receive strength, to receive honor, to receive glory and blessedness. The blood was already came to handle your wretchedness, to handle your shame, to handle your disgrace, to handle ignominy. Everything Jesus died to receive for you that is still not present in your life, or the opposite of them is present, by the power of the blood of Jesus, it is flushed out. Help out there. Power is everywhere. Managa, delay to get married is arrested. Delay to bring forth children is arrested. Finances tied down are released. Before this week is over, you shall testify. So receive this communion for your preservation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, I declare immediate testimony in Jesus' name. Go ahead. take it with prayers. You can take your seat if you wanted to. Those in the front, remain 1 minute.
My eyes have seen, my ears have heard, my mouth shall tell goodness of God. My eyes have seen, my ears have heard.
Father, we give you the praise and the honor. Stretch your two hands in front of you. The spirit of scarcity shall not locate you this month. I declare harvest shall look for you from the north, the south, the east, and the west. In Jesus' precious name. Honor God with the offerings, tithes, pledges, and then we'll take the oil of preservation. After that, you take the bowl of oil for preservation. Father, multiply the harvest of every giver and let the hands lifted never drop to bear. As we release to you what you have given to us first, multiply harvest back to every giver in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Master, in Jesus' precious name. Go ahead and release your offering. Be upstanding everywhere you are. This oil tonight is your seal of preservation. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sakes, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. By the reason of this anointing tonight, you are declared untouchable. You are declared unharmable. You are declared unharassable. You are declared indestructible. The Holy Spirit, who sheds the love of God abroad in our heart, according to Romans chapter 5 and in verse 5, he said, "And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost." That same Holy Ghost is what is released, who is released upon our lives when the anointing is poured, according to 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 13. And Samuel poured, took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. And so I believe that by the release of this oil, a fresh wave of love operation begins to flow through your heart, as well as a new dimension of preservation. Any devil looking for your life and the life of your children and the life of your family shall look for their death. In the name of Jesus, whoever will not let you rest shall be laid to rest. In the name of Jesus, Father, give us a testimony. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, fresh seal of holy passion for God and compassion for people, and seal of preservation. When they fly across where you are at night, they shall see fire. When they invoke your name in their mirror and in their water, they shall see fire. In the name of Jesus, you cannot be cut short before your time. Thank you, Master. In the name of the Father and of the Son, not the Holy Ghost. Shout the loudest, amen. Take a little of that oil in your hand now. Like this.
Madunile nasi ebube. Ebube Jehovah maramao. Madunile nasi ebube. Ebube Jehovah maramao. Everybody testifies, you are good. You are good, Jehovah. You are good.
Everybody testifies,
you are good. You are good, Jehovah. You are good.
Get your hand out.
Everybody testifies, you are good. You are good, Jehovah. You are good.
Everybody testifies, you are good. You are good, Jehovah.
You are good.
Lift it high. Shakopaka. Any mark on your head that is a mark for death or destruction, or a mark of disfavor or rejection, by the anointing tonight, it is deleted. It is deleted. Every dullness of mentality, every closed mind. Now, the Lord showed me that somebody's ears are opening spiritually. You are looking for direction. You are looking for direction. It's coming right now. And somebody's right knee has been healed by the power of God. Receive that seal at the count of seven. You place the hand on your head and scream fire. Lift it high. And then you'll be free to move after that. All those who are in Dunamis for the first time, quickly step to the front and let's receive you. Today's your first time in Dunamis Church. Please, let's begin full blast evangelism, passion for God, compassion for people, and get them here on Sunday and let us experience the presence and the power of God. Lift the hand up. At the count of seven, you plant it on your forehead and scream the fire at the top of your voice. Father, let the fire flow. Let the fire fall. Let the fire flow. Let the fire fall. In the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3. All right, people are running. Please, as you come forward, you carry your bag. If you are here for the first time, you are coming forward, carry your bags, carry your Bibles, and everything you came to church with. All right, lift your hands. Quickly, quickly.
hands upon me, Lord. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh, Lord, I need your hands. Lay your hands, lay your hands, lay your hands. Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hands. Lay your hands upon me. Lay your hands. Lay your hands on me. Oh Lord, I need your hands. Lay your hands, at the count of seven, you plant it on your head and scream fire. Father, let the fire fall in the name of Jesus. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. Receive it now. Your testimonies and return back with your testimonies. The Lord bless you and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you from this day and forevermore. And the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of the Spirit be and abide with us now forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy follows you all the days of your life as you dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. It is our year 2020. And it's our year of what? Supernatural shift. And what kind of shift is it? It is drastic and dramatic and dimensional. It is what? Drastic and dramatic and dimensional. God bless you. Go forth with your testimonies and return back with more testimonies in Jesus' precious name.